USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just ahead of the Nevada caucus, President Trump held a campaign rally in Las Vegas. He spoke of the problems with the Iowa caucus.
But I hear the same thing could happen tomorrow. I hope it doesn't.
He also mentioned his recent pardons and suggested one might come for his former advisor, Roger Stone.
A man who had a juror who was a radical anti-Trump person. And she didn't say that when she went up there. And she became the foreperson of the jury. And she did terrible things and said terrible things.
He said he was trying to get fairness for him. A federal judge dismissed a racketeering lawsuit brought by Republican Congressman Devin Nunes against the political research firm that enlisted a former British spy to look into the president's ties to Russia during the 2016 presidential campaign. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A 7-day reduction of violence is underway in Afghanistan with hopes of ending the longest armed conflict in U.S. history. The United Nations Secretary General welcomed the news.
It is in the interest of everybody to do everything possible to guarantee that there is peace.
In a statement, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said upon successful completion of the 7-day period, signing of the U.S.-Taliban agreement is expected to move forward. He added, "We are preparing for the signing to take place on February 29th. South Korea saw its total number of new coronavirus infections nearly double for a second consecutive day, with 100 new cases reported on Friday. Of the 100 new cases, 86 were from the southeast city of Daegu and its surrounding area. Most of the new cases continued to be linked to a 61-year-old woman who is considered a super spreader of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The FDA has approved a new cholesterol medicine for high-risk heart patients. With that story, here's USA's John Hunt.
U.S. regulators approved a new type of cholesterol-lowering drug aimed at millions of people who can't tolerate or don't get enough help from widely used statin pills such as Lipitor or Crestor. The Food and Drug Administration approved Nextlaw for people who genetically are predisposed to having sky-high cholesterol and people who have heart disease and need to further lower their bad cholesterol. The daily pill is to be taken in conjunction with a healthy diet at the highest statin dose patients can handle. High LDL or bad cholesterol is one of the top risks for heart attacks and other problems. Studies showed that Nextlaw could lower LDL by over 25% when taken alone and an additional 18% when combined with a statin.
The judge in the Harvey Weinstein sexual assault trial ordered jurors to resume deliberations after they told him they were deadlocked on two of the charges. New York Supreme Court Judge James Burke said the jurors should continue deliberations on a verdict on Monday. If they're unable to come up with a unanimous decision, they can return a verdict on the three counts they agreed upon. Burke dismissed the jurors for the weekend after 4 days of deliberations. Weinstein's defense team said they're willing to accept a partial verdict, while prosecutors said they want a decision on all five counts. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.